This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, Intern Anthony, and Louie Louie.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone from CBS FM.
And Intern Anthony from New 102.7.
And welcome to another amazing edition of the Brooklyn Zone Podcast. We're here once again with Louie Louie, our producer. And this is episode number what, Ant?
It's either 49 or 50. It's up for debate.
I think it's
49.
Which one is it, Lou?
All right, guys. So this is the debate right now. There's two episodes in question. The first one is episode 32 back in 2019. It was the Joe Causey monologue. Anthony and I couldn't be there, so Joe recorded a four-minute monologue telling us about his day. So he told us what was going on, what he did, and he mentioned pizza and stuff like that, and that's it. It was about 4 minutes.
Oh, that was the day I went to work. But nobody was there to work that day. Like, it wasn't an official day to do a podcast, but I thought it was because I was probably losing my mind or on drugs that day. So I came in to do that, right?
Well, we have that down as episode 32. Is that going to count or no?
I say let it count. I say let it fly.
It was 4 minutes. You just went on a little rant.
Yeah, but it was a very meaty 4 minutes. There was a lot of info there. There was a lot of stuff going on.
So next week, if I fart and hit record and then put it on Odyssey.com, does that count as an episode?
If you want to do that, there is a lot of farting on Odyssey.com as we speak right now.
I heard
Scott Shannon passing gas on True Oldies just 2 days ago.
Yeah, but it turned out that wasn't just gas. That's why the next hour is brought to you by Depends.
Oh, boy, you in trouble with that one, man.
When I see him in the hallway, he's going to say, listen here, you little
Let me tell you something. A three iron hurts a lot when he gets banged in the back of your head. You better watch it, you know?
You know, I passed Scott Shannon in the hallway one time, and he looked up at me and goes, you're doing that podcast with Joe Causey, right? And I said, yes, that's me. And he goes, I'd shake your hand, but I know you're from Brooklyn.
What the heck does that mean?
I don't know.
He better not talk like that in front of me.
So that one's going to count. We're going to say that counts.
I say let it count, Lou.
You say no?
No, I don't think it should count.
All right, we need to mediate then. Go ahead, you guys discuss. We got to have a common ground here.
I'm the elder of the posse. I say let it count.
Fine, I give it to him. I'm never going to get through to him. Give it to him. What's the other episode we have in question, though?
The other one was the most recent one where we interviewed Eric D'Alessandro from Staten Island. Now, Joe was there. Anthony wasn't there. Is that an episode? We never really had that situation before.
That was a very good episode.
I'll give him that one. He did an interview. Give him that. That's an episode. That's a full episode.
That was a very, very good episode.
All right. Yeah. So that means we are on episode 51 right now.
Ooh, oh, 51.
We jumped.
Wow.
That's huge. 51 is huge.
Yep.
The big celebration. We're in our basements looking at each other on a screen.
I know. And you just celebrated your 25th birthday, right, Ant?
That's right. It was April 22nd. I'm a quarter of a century old. I'm a quarter of the way to the end of the ride.
Did your mother have, like, party hats and stuff with all your friends sitting around the table with Hostess cupcakes and stuff, you know?
Yeah, Hostess cupcakes. That's what we got. We had a surprise party that I had no idea about. I walked into my backyard.
Yeah.
There was about 45 people there.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
People there.
Hold on. You had a surprise party with 45 people a quarter of a mile from my house, and I was not called to be there.
Well, let me explain something. See, this is why, thank God, it was a surprise party. I had nothing to do with the invitations to this
party. Wait till I see your mother in Home Goods. Wait till I see her in the haberdashery department. It's not going to be good.
Well, we have plans. See, my dad's turning 60 this year.
Yeah.
And we have maybe a party there, too. And we think it should be hosted by Brooklyn's own Joe Causey. Oh. I would faint if that happened.
Wow. 60. Yeah. Do you need some strippers or something for the party?
You got it. You got somebody for that?
I can make a couple of calls. You know, we'll set them up. We'll have like German shepherds running around and donkeys, everything, you know, fire trucks, the whole nine yards.
How'd you go from strippers to German shepherds? Do they come as a package deal?
My parties are very odd. All right. There's a lot of stuff going on. Well, we have fresh fruit, vegetables, everything.
You want to
talk? Stomping on grapes. Forget it.
Very odd at your parties. Not only was it my birthday this week, it was your grandson's second birthday.
Yeah, he was 2 years old. We had a big birthday party yesterday for him.
And if you go through Causey's Instagram, you see a bunch of all of his friends, his family there. But then there was one person in particular that was at this party. Can you give us the details on the balloon guy that you had?
Everybody knows him. Nick the Balloonatic. You never heard of Nick the Balloonatic?
Everybody knows him. Yeah, he's my godfather.
This guy is world-renowned. I'm telling you, he's been on Kelly Ripa. He's been on Meredith Vieira's show. He does balloons for, like, everybody.
Nick the Balloonatic is his name.
He was invited to Angelina Jolie's kids' party to do their balloons.
Wow.
This guy can do wonders with latex. It's unbelievable what this guy can do.
You know what? That's where you cross the line. Wonders.
No, I'm serious. I want you to get on his webpage. Go to nicktheballoonatic.com. There he is right there. Go to nicktheballoonatic.com and check him out. You're going to die when you see this. It's unbelievable.
How much did this set you back? I bet you paid for this, Nick the Balloonatic.
It was a favor. I had to call in a favor.
It was a thing. What kind of organized crime is going on with Nick the Balloonatic?
Hey, the guy's the biggest balloon man in Howard Beach. Go figure, all right? Forget about it. We should make him come to your father's party and make him do balloons for your father for his 60th birthday.
Well, I'm more concerned with, not number one, the cost of Nick the Balloonatic if famous people are having him there. But on top of that, you got him from Howard Beach all the way to Staten Island.
Yeah. Ooh. And he even came and picked up clams for me from Lenny's Clam Bar on Cross Bay Boulevard.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great day. Clams and balloons. Who was better than me, you know?
What's your favorite balloon animal or balloon figure?
He made a great Super Mario balloon, which was really, really amazing. And an Elmo balloon. He was great. He made my dog Leonardo to a T. The dog looked amazing. I thought the balloon was going to make a dump in my living room. It was so realistic.
Do you have a picture? You didn't take a picture of this.
Check it out. It's on my Instagram. So how you been? Good?
He's done with his Nick the Balloonatic plug.
Because I know what you're going to get into. I know what you're going to get into.
You're the one that goes, what this guy could do with latex is unbelievable.
When it's time for your father's birthday, we're going to bring Nick the Balloonatic in and let him do some great stuff.
All right. I mean, I just don't see it. Nah, I'll keep my comments to myself about Nick the Balloonatic.
Great, great guy. You're going to love him. So what do you think of the new Odyssey app? We moved over from radio.com to Odyssey, and a lot of people were texting me. They were kind of confused, you know, with this whole thing.
I had about five people call it the Odyssey or
Odyssey.
Yeah, Odyssey or what was the other word? Audacity.
Audacity.
I heard Audacity a lot. I don't know.
Well, until they get used to it.
I don't like change.
I like it. It's very sleek looking. It's very today. It's what's happening. You know, I like it a lot.
Our old name was Entercom. You didn't like the name Entercom better?
It sounded like I worked for the government, you know?
Why?
It was very official sounding, you know, like Entercom, you know.
But this sounds like a skincare product. It doesn't.
Which is nice.
I like Entercom. Look at that name. That's right. That name's got a set underneath it.
I don't care what they call it. Just make sure that check hits my account every 2 weeks. You could call it your sister's brajol. I don't care. Just make the checks come and everything is good. All right? Live
from the Your Sister's Brajol studio in New York.
So how's everything going with the marriage plan now that you're 25? Now that you got to start making plans now.
Go right to that. Yeah, I that was one of the first things that I thought of when I turned 25. Because like,
of course,
you're old now, 25 years old. Yeah, I would say within the year of 25.
Oh, this is the year? Yeah, but I heard this during the year of 23. You told me and Lewis this.
No, I didn't. No.
Lou, did he not say that 2 years ago?
Kind of, yes.
See? 2 years ago, you told us you were shopping around.
Oh, I've been shopping around. It takes
You're long. Stringing this girl along, and I'm not the only one that sees it.
What's her name?
Stephanie.
Oh, wow. You got her name.
Yeah. You're stringing her along. It's the talk of the radio station, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's saying something? Is it
Karen Scott? Carson was doing a whole thing about it. I heard her talking in the hallway, just yapping away about this. You know, was she said, enough is enough, year? You know?
Last year when you were at work, because that was the last time you came to work.
I went to the city last Monday. I had to go uptown. And I made it from my house to uptown 57th and 6th in 22 minutes.
Yeah, of course. Like,
it's unbelievable.
It's completely dead. On the weekends, you can take the bridge to the city and not hit any traffic. That's how dead it is. And you could go to uptown and it'll still take you 20, 30 minutes the most.
Yeah. Well, it's going to come back.
But people are getting more and more back to normal. The city still stays quiet. It's quiet. You go on a Saturday afternoon, you can hear the birds chirping in Soho. When the hell did you ever hear birds chirping in Manhattan?
I never saw a bird in Soho anyway. Hey, Ant, remember the episode we did when Furio was with us from The Sopranos? Federico Castelluccio.
Yes.
Well, we have a listener out there, and he emailed Lewis, our producer, a couple of days ago.
Dimitri,
yeah. And he said he's been going through all the episodes of the show, and he goes, his favorite episode of the podcast is when Furio was one of our guests on the show, right before that whole SopranoCon thing. And he's really, really into that whole Soprano stuff and everything, thinks it's the best show ever. And he can't believe it that you said that you hated Richie Aprile in the show.
He was the most hated character in the entire.
No, that you hated him.
I despised him.
Why?
Richie Aprile?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Richie Aprile was the – what a snot-nosed son of a bitch, Richie Aprile.
The guy did a bid for a long time. He was away. And then he came back, and he wanted what was his. And they weren't doing the right thing. I would feel the same way if I was away on vacation on a fishing trip, you know?
On vacation. I've heard on vacation, or I went to college for a couple
of years. Exactly.
Yes. I remember you get so desensitized to violence while you watch that show. And I will never forget the first episode Richie Aprile's in when he cracks the empty coffee cup, the glass that holds the coffee.
Over Beansy's head.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. You know that you get me heated just talking about Richie Aprile.
Okay.
That's the way he talks. What are you crying about? Put my pants on it there. Oh, my God. Nothing makes me more mad.
You know that scene that you're talking about? There's an error in that scene.
Yes.
With the coffee pot. You know that, right?
I like this.
The coffee pot went from hand to hand in the scene.
Yep.
You know, and they never fix that in the show. And I was surprised because they were pretty good with continuity in that show. But what movie was Richie Aprile in when he first started? See how good you are.
A Bronx Tale?
No, way before that.
I don't watch movies older than that. I can't.
You know that.
They give me a headache.
Well, you watch is like.
If it's not in 4K clarity with Dolby surround sound, I can't.
What do you watch? The Goonies and Back to the Future? What do you watch?
What's wrong with Back to the Future? That's a classic movie.
I know. But he was in the movie Mean Streets with Robert De Niro.
Never saw it. Never heard of it.
You've never seen Mean Streets?
No.
Lewis, Lou, you never seen Mean Streets either?
No, never heard of it.
See? What? Thank you.
What am I working with? What am I working with here?
He's walking away.
It's probably it was Martin Scorsese's very, very first movie. And it was all filmed in Little Italy during the San Gennaro Feast.
Never heard of it.
Watch the movie. Rent it tonight.
I got to pay $14.99 for a movie from 1964.
You know how to watch movies without paying. Don't give me that stuff. Stop it now, will you?
Remember the hot box you used to attach to your cable?
I never had anything illegal like that. I went strictly by the books. I had a Blockbuster card. That's why I watched
movies. Yeah, right. I'm sure.
I had none of that.
Not believe you that you had a Blockbuster card, but there's no way that Brooklyn's own Joe Causey didn't have a hot box sitting on top of his television.
I did not have a hot box in my house. I was very legitimate.
Did you head over to Video Vault on 18th Avenue to get all your movies?
No, you know what was my first video store I went to? Elm Plumbing on 18th Avenue in Benson. There was a plumbing store, and half of the plumbing store became a video store. It was Benson and 18th Avenue.
What the hell was that combination?
That was one of the first video stores, and I went there, and I should get all my movies there, you know?
I'm going to open up a cell phone store foot doctor on 18th Avenue, if that's the same.
Cell phone store foot, yeah, that's a good idea.
Plumbing and movies, I don't understand where the guy got the idea from.
Let me tell you something, video was a big deal back then, you know? Mm-hmm. A blank videotape in 1980, whatever, when they came out, was $20 to buy a blank videotape.
What do you think it is now?
I don't even think you can buy one now. I don't know who sells blank videos, you know, blank videotapes.
Okay, because I know you're big with pictures, videos, memories, things like that.
I was just watching the VHS before. Look, right here.
Well, that's what I was going to ask about. When you pulls out a VHS from 1998, when your kids were growing up, all of like the cassette videos of them growing up and morning and things like that. Did you ever have them converted to like?
I did them all myself. I bought a converter myself.
And what are they on now?
I moved them over from VHS to DVD.
Wow, you did this yourself?
Yeah, it's a no brainer. It's a box. You buy it.
What? I'm impressed because I've never even tried.
Yeah, very easy, very simple. I mean, very, very simple.
There's a website to do it, and I won't plug them until they sponsor us.
I know the website too.
Yeah.
You could do it yourself, trust me, for a lot less money.
Oh, it's ridiculously priced.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you later. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah, take that, Everbox, or whatever the hell your name is.
It's a piece. I'm not even saying the name, but you know what I mean. What I mean. All right, that's going to do it, I think, for this edition of episode number what again?
51 and a half.
51 and a half. I love this one. It's been a while we've done one of these. I can't wait to listen to this online and with people's reactions to this one, because we have covered a lot of good stuff.
On the Audacy app, no longer radio.com.
That's folks. And don't forget, it's AUDACY, Audacy.com.
Yes. Okay?
Which is very cool.
Part Audacy, part Audacious.
Lou, thanks so much for coming by. Louis Polisi, our producer here on the Brooklyn Zone podcast. This is me, Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone, on behalf of myself and
intern Anthony from New 102.7.
We'll catch you next time on the Brooklyn Zone podcast. Bye-bye.
Sponsored by Alan Fleming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.